Today's gospel has been intimate with me for 35 years. In 1979, when I was 19 years old and a conscript in the South African Army, serving in the north of Namibia and at the southern Angolan border, my peers asked me to lead a Sunday service. I was known as a fairly painful Catholic, and this was the text which I chose to meditate on in leading that Sunday service. There I emphasized that we are asked to lay aside the burdens of hatred and of racial inequality, the burdens that have led to this war, which we all saw firsthand as being a monumental waste of life on both sides. This last week, the parents of a young girl, Paige, who was only 10 months old, chose the gospel to be proclaimed at Paige's funeral mass. She died of bronchial complications that led to septicemia at the age of 10 months. We were busy arranging for the baptism in 2 months' time. There I realized that this great weight of grief had already formed some part of the wood of the cross, and I shared the meditation arising from that as my homily. And there the yoke then given to us as we bear grief still was to give one another comfort with assurances of faith, as the liturgical texts direct. And now for Sunday. Well, the original context and the original things that Jesus is pointing to here in Matthew's Gospel is the burden of the law that each Jew takes upon themselves. And that was a very light yoke compared to the demands of the religions and the other cultures around Israel, around the people of Judah. Religions that did not have very set laws for worship, but only customs that came down through the ages. Customs which interpreted the perceived demands of the gods in ever more burdensome ways, so that at one point the neighbors of Israel were taught to sacrifice their children by fire to the deities. And one could never be quite sure what a deity would demand. It was up to the priests to determine through the drawing of lots and other arcane skills what the gods intended from every person who approached them for favors. Contrasting to this, the God of Israel came to the people of Israel with simple and clear commands, not very burdensome. Clear dietary requirements and clear worship requirements that allowed everybody to share equally, no matter what their financial state was, in the worship of Israel. There was always an accommodation for the poor, that nothing excessive was demanded of them, and that they remained part of the company of those who sacrificed to and worshipped the God of Israel. It was a joyful burden, it was a light burden, compared to the burdens that were placed upon people in terms of religion within that area of the world and beyond its borders. God became predictable, if you will. There were no surprises. What God wished in worship was clear, unambiguous, and not too much of a strain. But we as human beings always take faith and turn it into a religious ideology, because intrinsically we tend to be afraid of our deities, and we want to please them. And to please them we feel that we must make life more unbearable and difficult for ourselves. Now Jesus is cutting through that tendency of ideology, for he would tell his disciples there is only one law, and that is the law to love, and that all things are related to that law. Throughout the history of the church, we have fallen into religious ideology from time to time, about many things. We have managed to purify ourselves, to constantly return to the simplicity of Christ's demand of love, the only yoke which the Christian is called to bear, the burden of love. And even in our own time, there are many conflicting ideas within the family of Catholicism as to what constitutes right worship of God, everyone having their own opinion, and some even falling into ideologies around that. The only burden we have is the burden of love. It is a tremendously demanding burden because it means we have to stand beyond ourselves and beyond our fear of God and to trust that God comes to us out of love, with a willingness to lighten our burdens and not to increase them. Some of those burdens have become clear as reports have come back from bishops' conferences to the synod organizers in Rome, and the synod document published last week shows that those who are preparing the synod have taken those responses extremely seriously. The responses that also show the burden of division and the burden of religious ideology in our midst. Christ has commanded us to come to him so that our burdens may be lightened, so that our work may become Sabbath, rest with God, and so that we may bear the burden of love, the yoke of love, yoking ourselves to one another in support and in love. The text goes wider, as the 35-year history in my own life has shown. From challenging war and racism to comforting a family grieving the loss of their daughter, to a meditation on the synod for the family. Through these runs the golden thread that God intends to lighten our burdens so that we may have the faith to be yoked to one another in love. Amen.